All right, Coach Lindsay. So obviously you've been doing some color commentary for quite a while with PCM here, and kind of curious, just kind of how you got your start in getting involved in doing color commentary for PCM football games.
Well, to be honest with you, it was a surprise to me when it started, because in August of 2015, it would have been just after my oldest son graduated in the spring of 2015, I got a phone call, and I believe it was from Andrew Swadner, and he'd asked if I had any interest in doing radio, the color commentating with him at that time. Fred Lawrenson had been doing it before myself, and so I'm guessing that Fred probably gave him my name, or somebody did. And I was very apprehensive at first about it, because I'd never done anything like that before. And I usually have a gift to gab, you know, being a teacher and a coach, but doing something like that was a whole lot different. But I went ahead and thought, you know what, I'm going to step outside my normal box and go ahead and do it. And so I told him that I would do it.
That's awesome, and we're glad you did decide to do it, because you're a very excellent color commentator, and getting to be that voice of PCM athletics, you're kind of one of the constants right now. I know the PCM has had their fair share of color commentators, myself, Alex, John, you mentioned Swadner as the guy you believe tried to get you, or originally reached out, so you've seen a lot of different play-by-play guys. So what does it mean to you to be kind of the voice of the Prairie City Monroe community when it comes to football games on Friday nights?
Well, growing up being around sports and watching it on TV and listening to it, and then when I got into teaching, being with the kids doing some of the commentary, and then when you used to play out in the backyard, you always used to kind of commentate, whether it was in the driveway or the backyard or whatever. And so getting a chance to do it, as I said, I was a little apprehensive, but I was also intrigued by it. And I really wanted to kind of see what it was all about, and just being able to describe for the people that aren't able to be there what is going on, and giving, props to the kids from PCM that are out there putting it on the line any night, Friday night, or depending, playoffs and what have you. It's just it's a lot of fun, and as each year has went on, I've felt a lot more comfortable, and I've really enjoyed doing that for the community, but also getting to know different people, as I've had, as you said, many different play-by-play folks here over the last 7 years. So it's always a good thing to be able to give back.
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of alluded to some of the things we want to talk about in this next question too, and what it takes to be a good color commentator in your mind. What are some of those key things that really separates a good color commentator from, not necessarily the bad ones, but kind of even the average ones? What are those things that color commentators are really doing, especially from your shoes? What makes a color commentator a really good one?
Well, as I mentioned, being in sports, and my dad being a coach for a lot of years, and my family's just, their background is sports oriented. Used to listen to a lot of Chicago Cubs games on the radio. Used to listen to a lot of Iowa Hawkeye football games or basketball games on the radio. Iowa State Cyclones, or traveling when I was coaching or refereeing football long distances, just having different games on from across the country, just listening to the different color commentators and how they went about what they were trying to describe, and trying not to make it super long-winded, but trying to pinpoint some of the highlights of what just occurred, and also being able to give a little bit of insight on why that play might have happened, or a team might have ran a certain play, and kind of the matchup situation that goes along with it. And like I said, I just want to just kind of help paint a picture for them that is not too difficult, that just the normal regular fan can see.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned getting to talk about those different moments and things like that. And now we want to get into those specific moments, especially at some of your favorite ones in your 7 years of Dua and color commentary. Are there any calls in your mind that stick out that you remember very fondly, or just some things just in general in your time as a color commentator that you have really enjoyed with PCM football and getting to commentate those games as the extra voice?
Well, I don't know if I necessarily remember any calls necessarily. I mean, there are a lot of highlights that flash from those years, but I would say probably in this order right now, a top three. One would be getting the opportunity to do such a thing, because it's really cool to be able to do, and it's a lot of fun. And, you know, there's not a Saturday or a Monday or Tuesday that goes by that you don't run into somebody, you know, at a volleyball game or a JV football game or just out in the community, and they tell you thank you. And they let you know that, you know, they're really happy that you recognize the kids by name and numbers. And so I would say that would be first and foremost. And secondly, I mean, I'm just putting them kind of in chronological order. The second one would be the state championship team. That was a fun season to be doing that game, or doing that season, and then doing that championship game with Nathan Sage was a lot of fun. And those kids were just awesome kids. They were really good football players, good baseball, basketball, wrestlers, track, you name it. But they were just really good kids in general, and I think that's what made that a lot of fun. And, you know, I've been involved with a lot of them with baseball at that time. So that was really special. And then probably the third, and I was probably the toughest. When my first son graduated, I got to watch his last game standing behind the fence. But when my second son graduated last year, I did it in the booth. And it was really difficult to hold some of those emotions back, because it's like, wow, this stuff is really moving by fast. And you just have to really stop and appreciate a lot of opportunities that you get along the way, regardless of what it is. And so, unfortunately, both of their high school football careers ended at the same football field, which is Williamsburg. That was kind of interesting. But yeah, I would say those three things were probably the three things that stuck out to me the most. And but like I said, there's been many along the way. It's just too numerous to count as of now.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great time, and that'll.